As you might have guessed by now, we were eaten alive by the hungry crocodiles. Beat anything I ever saw. Boy, were those guys hungry. Of course, that sure messes up the story. What do you do and where do you go after something like that happens? And the story ain't but partway done. I guess we'll just have to shut her down and find something else to do. I hate it, but I don't know what else to tell you. Except that I'm sort of pulling your legs, so to speak, and playing an ornery little prank. Ho, ho, ho! See, I knew you'd be all worried and scared and sitting on the edge of your chair. And I thought it would be fun, too. I guess you probably figured it out without me. Where was I? Oh, yes. Madam Moonshine and I had just fallen out of the tree into the enormous, gloomy, bottomless pit of hungry crocodiles. And you were wondering if her magic power worked on the coyotes, actually. Well, I don't know. We'll just have to see. Here's what happened. The whole entire truth this time. No fooling around. We hit the ground with a thud. Two thuds, actually. Thud, thud. Rip and Snort weren't expecting us to drop in on them that way, don't you see? And our sudden appearance startled them for a couple of seconds, which gave us time to get into position. I leaped to my feet and yelled at Madam Moonshine to leap to her feet. Get up, Madam! Feet to your leet!
What?
Leap to your feet!
Oh, yes, my feet.
She placed her wings on the ground and tried to push herself up.
Oh, my goodness, I landed right on my fanny, and it hurts.
Never mind your fanny. Get up and say the words before those guys make hash out of us.
By this time, Rip and Snort had recovered from the shock. Big, nasty smiles were rippling across their mouths.
Now we have big supper, oh boy!
Hurry, madam, the words!
She struggled to her feet and gave her head a shake.
The words, oh dear, what were they?
Cat.
Cat, of course, how forgetful of me.
The coyote brothers licked their chops and started towards us. Madam Moonshine closed her eyes and started muttering.
Power, power, rain and shower, spider webs and this and that. Make these ruthless savages hungry for a bat.
I couldn't believe my ears.
Not a bat, a cat!
She stared at me and blinked her eyes.
Did I say bat?
You certainly did.
My goodness, I meant to say cat. I don't work well under pressure.
The brothers were moving towards us, a wall of gleaming yellow eyes and long white teeth and raised hackles.
One last chance, madam. See if you can make a correction.
I don't like this pressure. I simply hate doing spells before a crowd.
Hurry!
Oh, all right.
She closed her eyes.
Power, power. I said bat, but I meant...
Too late.
Snort grabbed her up in his jaws, but at the last second, she yelled out the right word.
Cat! Cat! Oh, my goodness, cat!
That time, Rip had jumped into the middle of me, and before I had time to fight back, he had bedded me down and was standing astraddle of me. I'm not sure fighting back would have done much good anyway. I mean, those guys lived on the wild side, and their idea of good, clean fun was to go out and beat up on badgers and get sprayed by skunks. You could bite them and kick them and scratch them, throw dirt in their eyes and chew on their ears, spit on them and yell at them and hit them between the eyes with a bodark club. And all it would do was make them a little madder. I could see all 37 of Rip's teeth. He had an odd number, see, because several had been knocked out in fights. Boy, they were just about the longest and sharpest teeth I'd ever seen. And I didn't like the way they decorated his smile. He flicked out his tongue, swept it around the right side of his drooling lips, then took it all the way back across his mouth and mopped up the left side. And then he said, which sounded pretty threatening to me. Now, Rip, don't do anything. You might. Let's talk this thing. Tell you what, we might work out a... I didn't know how Madam Moonshine was doing, but my deal was looking worse by the second. Rip gave a yip and a howl and clamped his jaws around my throat. Fellers, I thought my lights were fixing to go out for the last time. But suddenly, he stopped. He raised up and made a sour face. He spit several times and said, I lifted my head to check on Madam Moonshine. Snort had her in his huge, enormous, terrible, toothy mouth and seemed about ready to chew her up into small bites. Then he spit her out on the ground. Snort looked at Rip, and Rip looked at Snort, and they both had puzzled expressions on their faces.
Snort not want owl. Snort hungry for bat.
Oh, no. Madam had messed up the spell. It wasn't going to work. All my planning had gone to... But then Rip shook his head and said, Snort stared at his brother.
Snort not want bat? Maybe so. Snort want rat? Then maybe so. Snort want cat?
Rip jumped up and down. Good old Rip. Maybe he wasn't too bright, but at least he knew the difference between a bat and a cat. Snort came lumbering over to me and stuck his long, sharp nose right in my face.
Rip and Snort not want eat hunk bird and little owl. Hunk bird and little owl taste bad. Rip and Snort want cat to eat.
A cat? Well, that does sound delicious, doesn't it?
Hunk bird find cat for Rip and Snort, or Rip and Snort get mad, tear up whole world, very big madness.
I pushed myself up off the grass. All right, Snort, you've got yourself a deal. Now you guys just back off and give us some air, and we'll see if we can find you a cat. Let's see, what kind of cat are you hungry for, Snort? How about a little bitty, skinny, scrawny cat? They shook their heads. No? Well, how about one that's medium-sized, not too big and not too little? They shook their heads.
Rip and Snort want great big fat cat. Greater, biggest, fattest cat in the whole world.
In the whole world, huh? That's asking a lot, Snort. And if you ask me, you're being a little greedy.
Ha! Snort not give hoot for asking you.
All right, whatever you say. If you want a great big fat cat, we'll see if we can find you one.
Better find one or Snort put big hurt on hunk bird.
I went over to Madam Moonshine. She was lying on the grass and hadn't moved a muscle since Snort had spit her out. Madam, are you all right? One eye popped open.
I have never been treated like this before. The brute, the oaf, the unspeakable wretch.
I know what you mean. I had one on me, too.
The lout, the barbarian, the cannibal.
Get up, madam. We still have one job left to do. We've got to find little Alfred.
I don't know any little Alfreds, and I'm all upset. And I have a mind to put a spell on those two unspeakable brutes that...
I whispered my plan in her ear. Her other eye popped open. A smile formed on her beak. She jumped to her feet.
On second thought, I think I can find your little Alfred.
She threw her head back and closed her eyes and went into deep concentration.
Oh, vapors! Oh, foggy darkness! Oh, penetrating powers! I see him now, huddled in a shallow cave, frightened. Alone, wet and cold, crying. And down below, a hungry beast is waiting.
Is it a cat? A bobcat? That was a moment of silence.
Is it a cat? Search powers and tell me. Yes, it is a cat. And in a tree nearby, two buzzards sit huddled on a limb, waiting. Waiting for the terrible deed.
She came out of her trance.
We must hurry. Follow me.
I turned to the cannibals. All right, boys. We've got us a cat located. A great, big, huge, enormous, fat cat with a stub tail.
Rip and Snort not give hoot about tail. Hungry for cat.
Well, this one's liable to be pretty tough. I hope you can handle him.
Ha! Rip and Snort not scared of cat. Eat cat in two bites like Junebug.
Sounds all right to me, guys. Let's go. And with that, we followed Madam Moonshine through the dark, enchanted forest. Somewhere in the darkness and the rain, little Alfred was in bad need of some help. I only hoped that we weren't too late.